Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Thursday morning on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, your co-host, and we're going to hear some soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green as we deal with something that is quite common: depression. In this journey called life, we experience crisis, abuse, trauma, and many disappointments from childhood to our adulthood. Our emotions concerning these issues are embedded deep inside of our being, and if left unresolved or not released, it causes what is called suppressed, damaged emotions. How many times in your life were you hurt or injured emotionally and remained quiet about it? Over a period of time, it becomes habitual and leading to mental illness, physical sickness, and damaged relationships in life. Join Dr. Debbie Green to discuss this matter and learn of precautious tips to redirect and free yourself from the damaging effect of suppressed emotions. Building a volcano deep inside can only blow up one day when you least expect it. Free yourself and live an abundant life today. Well, one of the things that we see that happens often, particularly with males, is that they're taught to not show emotions. But just because you don't show emotions don't mean they don't exist. They are there. And sometimes they manifest in a negative way. The unfortunate thing is that because we have developed this twisted idea of what masculinity is, and we've taught men not to show emotions, the only acceptable emotion is anger. So how many men express anger, rage, when what they're really feeling is sadness, grief, or fear? It's our responsibility to change what we are teaching our children about expressing emotions. Big boys don't cry. Well, if they don't cry, if your sons don't cry tears, then they're going to cry bullets. That's what someone once said. I believe it might have been a Yolanda Van Zandt. But certainly, we see the outbreak of extreme violence and don't know where it's coming from. And then we have the unexplained mass shootings, the murder-suicides, and we can wave it off as mental illness or someone didn't take their medication, but these actions come as a result of suppressed emotions. And like a volcano, when it explodes, it creates a mess and destroys everything. Wouldn't it be better if in our culture we allowed people to express emotions as opposed to telling them to suppress it? And how many women are told to just suck it up or just be quiet when they're hurting and they're sad and they're angry and they've been abused? And they're supposed to just be quiet and take it. We've been conditioned from childhood to just take it quietly and shut up. When we tell our children, stop crying, that's the beginning. We're telling them, don't show that you're sad. Don't show that you're hurting. How many times have we seen people or even done this or experienced it? You beat a child and then you tell them, shut up, stop crying. Does it make any sense? Of course it doesn't. So we lay the seeds for mental illness very early in life by discouraging the free expression of real emotions. And we give children the impression that they will be rejected or punished if they show how they really feel. A child throws a tantrum out of frustration of not being able to be understood or not listened to, or ignored, or feelings that their feelings are being disregarded. And they're speaking the only language that they have at their age level, which is rage. And, of course, depending on how parents handle that, they could either help the child learn how to express emotions, or they could punish them for expressing emotions. And how many times do we watch a child in a shopping mall throw a tantrum and say, that child needs a good butt beat? That was the old school method. Because we believe that a child who had not been properly suppressed from expressing emotions was a, quote, bad child. So in our cultures, we have suppressed emotions, and we have not allowed our children to express their true feelings. So therefore, this becomes a pattern that we see way into adulthood. And when our emotions are suppressed over a period of time, they do manifest as illness, physical illness in the body. So what is mental illness? When your mind is sick, your mind is sick of suppressing emotions and you begin to manifest behavior that's inappropriate. So we are often in a state of mental illness, a mind that's sick, a mind that is struggling under the weight of suppressed emotions and eventually stops functioning properly. And we may see all kinds of things, from extreme fatigue to memory loss, absent-mindedness, they call it forgetfulness. The suppressed emotions make it difficult for us to think. It's like creating blockages. So it tends to be like a dam being built that stops the flow of a river. Our thoughts can't flow freely because of all of these mental blocks in the way. We are often rewarded for suppressing our emotions by a society that makes us believe that there's something heroic about being stoic and unexpressive. I remember when Oprah Winfrey first talked about her experience as a newscaster, and she would get so emotionally involved. You know, you're reading the news stories about children dying and, you know, people being hurt, maybe losing a child in a fire, or just really sad things. And she would be moved emotionally. You know, tears. We've seen Oprah cry on her show. But imagine a newscaster crying when they read about a house fire and children who didn't make it out alive. So she lost that job because she was too emotional. And we've learned to suppress emotions, and we've often been punished for showing emotions. Well, of course, now we know that Oprah Winfrey is world-renowned for her ability to get people to express emotions on her show. But when she started out, that was definitely not a thing that was encouraged. And Dr. Debbie Green is here to help us to express those suppressed emotions and understand that it's okay to feel what we feel. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, Grand Rising. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Naima. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I am fabulous.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. It's a real sunny day here in Atlanta, and it is hot. Very warm. I think it's very warm almost everywhere.
Yes. I feel
absolutely
the heat.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, this is a very interesting topic that we have here, because one thing about suppressed emotions, it leads to so many different things in life. And I just wanted to actually help everyone, to our viewers and listeners, to understand exactly what that means. Because I think sometimes when we think suppression, we think, oh, so that means I hold things inside. And then what happens when I hold things inside? Our emotions, our energy, is energy in motion.
Mm-hmm.
So emotions are the strongest component of a human being. It's very overpowering. It is hard to control at times. If you don't have a practice way of controlling it, it is one of those things that you feel, like some people say, oh, I feel overwhelmed. I feel, out of sorts. I can't control my anger. I can't control what I'm thinking or thinking or whatever the case may be. But the suppressed emotions, I want to really dig down deep into that area, because I want you to understand from suppression, repression, causing depression.
Well, we've already got a couple of callers on the line that want to speak, so apparently if you've touched a nerve.
Okay, let's take a caller.
Well, all right. Well, let's go to our caller. We're going to go to 863 and then 773. Okay, 863, 816, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience.
Good morning, good morning.
And give Grand, us your question.
Yeah, Grand Rising, L.A., Central Florida. Men, we express emotions, but we overall, and I'm speaking about the positive aspect of it, in a different way. We have a tendency to, in my opinion, harness our emotions and then redirect those emotions for instance, and you're in Chicago. A lot of men build a lot of those tall buildings in Chicago, believe it or not, are expressions of redirected anger or something like
really?
That. Yeah, a friend of mine, his ex-girlfriend, about, what, 2-3 years ago, kicked him out of the house. For, they had a money situation. So I told him, I said, well, basically, man, if you want to get her back, if you want to do that, what you need to do is step up your game. And step up your game basically means get a control of your emotions, redirect them, make enough money through what you do, through your craft, and then pay off her house.
Wow.
So, you know, up our game and we just re-harnessed it. Granted, some people get mad and stab and shoot some people, but like I say, some of those big buildings in Chicago, London, L.A., whatever, pick your city, Sao Paulo, Brazil, some of those a broken heart is behind some of those buildings. I'll end my plane on this. Frank Sinatra said, the best revenge is massive success, and that's how men are wired.
Now, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I can see that happening. I can see that definitely happening. You made a great point there when you said men have, you know, the ability to redirect their emotions. And that is, I truly believe that emotions are totally different when it's felt by a man and felt by a woman. A woman's emotion is more of catered to children. And also, she has the nurture. Not saying a man can't take care of children now. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying, as we were created to do, we were created to what they call feel our emotions from a different place in our beings of women. And so does men. Men do that as well. And, of course, society tells us, you know, men should not show their emotions. A man shouldn't cry, a man shouldn't, you know, do all these things of this nature. But I believe that a man that knows himself and feels comfortable with his being should be able to shed a tear like nobody else and just be transparent. And I think that is the strongest man that walks this earth. You know, we know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but those who believe shed a tear right when he was actually getting ready to raise Lazarus from the dead. And the tear was not for, you know, sorrow. It was there because they didn't believe that, you know, Lazarus would be raised. And so, but it was a tear that Christ shed. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is that, again, this is a transparency of strength that men should do this. And, you know, when I work with my patients, and even with the men patients at the hospital, even the younger from 15 years old all the way up to 45, and I hear that all the time. And what bothers me the most, L.A., is when I see a young man, I call him a young man because he's a teenager, between the ages of 13 and 17 and doesn't know how to deal with his own emotions.
Yeah.
So just really briefly, I want to tell you something. Yesterday when I was at the hospital was a young man. I think he was about 15 years old, and he was abused by his father physically, mentally, and verbally. And it hurt him so bad when the other kids spoke out about their, you know, abuse of their parents that he got triggered.
Mm.
He got triggered so bad that he started to, the emotions of that issue manifested in self-infliction. So he began to bang his head, take his arms, and his head, bang it against the wall, take his fist and beat his wrist so hard to that it got swollen and disformed.
Did he beat himself? Why did he beat himself?
Because these emotions that's been suppressed because of trauma, Naima, think about it. When you were a child, you couldn't say what you wanted to say.
Right.
So these emotions are still inward, you know? So a lot of times, like L.A. said, he said sometimes it comes out in different ways. It could come out building a building. It could come out massive success, but it also can come out destructive.
Mm.
So this was inward destruction, not outward. And he said it. He said, I hate when I get angry because this happens, and I just hope one day I don't hurt someone.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, because of the hurt and pain that he suffered, you know, and he's trying to figure out the emotions and how to harness the emotions, feel the emotions before they are, and hopefully they won't be released in some unhealthy way.
Yeah, at someone else.
Or at someone else. So this is the things that a lot of times our society as people, we face this on a common scale, and we want to know how did that happen? How did this person pick up a gun and shoot this person or stab this person or whatever? Because of damaged emotions.
Mm.
Damaged emotions, people, if you don't know how to release healthy, what happens is it builds up like a volcano. I can only compare it to a volcano.
Yeah.
It builds up like a volcano. If you know a volcano, underneath the volcano is boiling lava.
Yeah.
So you know you don't know when it's going to erupt. And it gets higher and higher and higher until one day it erupts. And it either kills off everything around it or it just ruptures from the inside. And that's how suicide ideation is.
Mm.
That's the suicide murder side. It's happening. So suppressed emotions are real, and that's the reason I chose this topic because of the young man that I experienced yesterday. And I was, you know, I wanted to hold him and just let him know it's going to be all right, you know. And
now, are you able to do that as a therapist, or is that not allowed?
As a clinician, we're not supposed to touch them.
Oh.
And the only reason is because some of them don't want to be touched because of the trauma that they experience, and you don't know when that is.
Yeah.
You don't know where they are in their mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I do, I soothe, talk, that's what I call it.
Mm.
So I usually pull them to a private room away from all the other people, the patients, and I soothe, I lean in like a 90 degrees lean,
mm-hmm.
which means get as close as I can without touching.
Yeah.
And I soothe. I talk very silently, and I soothe talk them back to a place of normalcy so they're not back there where the pain is, and bring them back to where they need to be, which is in the reality where I am. So I'll say things, you're safe, it's okay, you can let go of that feeling, you know, but I want you to feel it, you know, but I also want you to let it go. Don't give in too much to it. You know, talk them through as much as I can, you know, until I start seeing release. You can see release because they start breathing differently. If they're crying, the sobbing slows down.
So is crying good? Like if
crying is wonderful. Yeah, because they hold things inside, especially, you know, like I said, young men, you know, teenagers. They tend to hold things inside more so than the females. Females, they cry a little more easily. They just get disconnected. But the males, they just really hold a lot in. And it either turns to extreme anger, which then, again, can either go inwardly to self-inflict or to do bodily harm to someone else.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that we're seeing. Well, like L.A. was saying, you know, you do have some people who might direct it towards, say, maybe excellence in sports or, you know, or some other kind of activity where they put their energy toward that, but they're still hurting inside. So how do you, and area code 713-221 will come to you next. We may be able to get to you before the break. But how do you deal with somebody who has maybe found a way to redirect their suppressed emotions, but still inside, the pain is still there, even though you don't see it because they're this, you know, track runner and they can, you know, run a mile and set records, but they put all their anger into that energy so that you don't see the emotional damage, but you know it's still there and it may come out some other way. How do you handle that?
Well, I often when someone asks me a question like that, I often bring up Chelsea Chris. I don't know if you remember her. She was a very successful, beautiful, gorgeous woman on the outside.
Yeah.
But on the inside, there was something else.
Yeah.
It was a lonely, depressed, damaged little girl.
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, what we show the world one thing, but then what we hold inside is another. So we get this thing called altered realities. Altered realities usually comes where our inside or what we feel about ourselves is not what we feel on our outside, what we show everybody else.
Mm.
We show everybody else the smiles. We show everybody else the glamour, the success, or whatever that looks perfect, the girl that I want to be or wish I was or whatever the case may be, or the man that looks so strong and mighty, but then when he's alone, away from everyone else, he's weeping, he's angry, he's frustrated with life. Until one day, again, that volcano gets to the top. And then you can't suppress anymore. Because these are suppressed emotions. Suppressed emotions is where people alter themselves, sometimes involuntary or voluntary. And they've gotten so disconnected with their emotions that they don't even know what to feel anymore. They don't know when they're in danger. They don't know. They're just disconnected. So here comes that self-infliction. To be one day jumping off of a high-rise nine-story.
And no one saw that coming because she had excelled in so many other areas of her life. You just go, oh, she's got the perfect life. What is she?
That's
how could this happen?
People can only look at what they see. But again, I'm sure she had some type of I just wish I had the chance just to know what. You look at things like that, and you look at people who are successful and should have the best of care, you know, the best of care. Not only that, the families of those individuals should be able to see, but no one rescues. No one rescues them from themselves. That's what I mean.
Rescue you from yourself. Yes. So when we see a woman like Chelsea who, you know, her suicide was just shocking to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody was asking, what did she have to be sad about? That's what everybody's question was.
Well, again, you know, society tells us as long as you're successful, you have no reason to be sad. Now, is that the truth? No.
Of course not. A lot of so-called successful people are deeply depressed. I mean, Robin Williams, you know,
the man that made everybody laugh.
Yeah,
right?
And you're like, but how could that be? He was making us laugh. He seemed like he was so full of fun and joy. but you don't know what's happening on the inside. Yes.
Don't judge the book by its cover.
Yes.
That's what that means. You know, in the eyes of our, you know, the windows of our souls, we hold so much, you know, inwardly. And that's why this topic is so profound, because if there's anyone out there in the sound of my voice that's been suppressing and going through depression of any kind, and you find yourself at a place where you're not even sure anymore, you really need to seek help. Because don't wait until something happens to do something.
Absolutely. We got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to take another call. 773-221, we're coming to you next. And if you're on our switchboard and want to talk to us today, just press 1. That'll light your number up, and you'll get an opportunity to express your thoughts to Dr. Debbie Green and hear some soulful solutions. So we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships, for introductory cost of $20. Please call, because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me.
3221. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question for Dr. Debbie Green regarding suppressed emotions. Go right ahead. Here we go. 773-221. Check your mute.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, turn your volume up if you can. Your voice is a little low.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's much better. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, you've undergone Dianetics auditing sessions, haven't you?
Yeah, I did have one, yes. That was interesting, yes.
So you know how effective they are. If I were Mayor of Chicago, Cook County Board President, Governor of Illinois, Vice President under Mr. Trump of the United States, and I could make a health mandate, it would be Dianetics auditing session for every U.S. natural person, because everybody needs to be checked. We need to know what's going on inside of people's heads and in their hearts as well. This whole process has to do with the souls of people insofar as transhumanism is concerned. You see, in order to offset the evil in the world through effective spiritual warfare, we have to build spiritual jurisdiction as it relates to offsetting. It's like when Jesus exhorted his disciples to be as wise as serpents, but as gentle as doves. And we need to institutionalize in society this idea of the urgency of civility, that these violent outbursts, you know, we have to look at what people are actually doing in terms of their personal interaction with an individual. I see this police camera footage of this police officer who quietly gets out of his car, approaches a black woman in the car, and unjustifiably attempts to arrest her. Now, you see, we have to check individuals with guns, be they police officers, civilians, because, you see, the whole point is I'm a globalist, just like Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Being a globalist is not necessarily a bad thing. I believe in the world order, Baha'u'llah, which is the title of a book written by the great grandson of Baha'u'llah, who is the private founder of the Baha'i faith, you see. So I believe in this divinely ordained system of global governance. And it's important that everybody gets checked through Dianetics auditing, and that should be the universal health mandate. And there'll be no stigma because everybody is under this same. I remember Universal House of Justice member Glenford Mitchell, a black man from Jamaica. He told me they will have to obey it. You know, the orders coming down from the seat of the Universal House of Justice, which is to be the global governmental institution and not the World Health, I mean the World Economic Forum under Klaus Schwab and the United Nations, which is owned by the Gates.
This is Andrew Nelson. Let me ask you this question before we take the next caller. Let's say people get audited and it's discovered that they've got some underlying emotional issues that could possibly erupt. What would be the next step? Would there be mandatory counseling? You know, how would you prevent outbreaks of irrational behavior? And, right. And I understand what you're saying about the police officer. You know, those videos that we see, it's distressing to watch, and what it creates a feeling of fear and helplessness that someone who is authorized to carry a weapon could possibly basically abuse you. And so we don't want people feeling that they're at the mercy of someone who might be going through an emotional trauma themselves. And yet, once you discover that someone has an underlying issue, what would be the next step to prevent them from then acting out? Would there be, in your opinion, a mandate for mandatory counseling and perhaps even them stepping away from a job until their counseling session is complete and it's determined that their emotional state is now balanced? What are your thoughts on that?
I believe that, you know, I'm informed by episodes of 24. Remember that television series starring Kiefer Sutherland as federal agent Jack Bauer, 24?
I remember that.
I look at it from the perspective of everybody being under surveillance 24/7. And it's like we just want to regulate people in such a way that it's to everybody's benefit, to everybody's mutual benefit. And there are ways to have people under surveillance without injecting them with nanoparticles or anything else. And that's very important, the freedom, the inalienable right, you know, not to be injected with anything. And that includes children who don't want to be injected with anything. There's everything normal about a child never being injected with anything during their entire childhood. This whole idea of people being vaccinated or injected with something is somebody else's idea. And it's not my idea at all.
Yeah, well, I agree. And thank you so much for calling, Andrew. We always appreciate your ideas. We're going to go to the next caller. You know, he brings up some points because we have a lot of our children that get diagnosed as ADHD and all of that, and then they're put on all kinds of drugs, mind-altering drugs. But I believe that rather than trying to control behavior artificially, if we can heal the hurt that's inside, then they can become self-managed. And that's what I think is really the necessity. I've been taking, and I'll be soon teaching, a course that was created by the HWPL organization called Peace Education. And it really helps people go through the process of understanding how to manage their own behavior, how to interact with people in an environment and cooperate. And it puts the responsibility on the people as opposed to a government having to enforce, even though laws are there to protect people from those who can't manage themselves. But ultimately, the goal has to be to help people manage themselves. Because what happens is when you have a policing system, sometimes, as Andrew was just pointing out, sometimes those who are hired to police are themselves emotionally damaged. And so that's why that can never be the ultimate answer, is control outside of oneself. It has to be control inside oneself. Well, did you want to make a comment about that before I take – we got two more callers before we take another call?
Absolutely. Actually, at the hospital I work at, we are doing a first responders program. First responders program is just based upon, you know, the emotional part of their position, their job, you know, how to understand that, how to sort those emotions as well as deal with trauma so that they're not traumatized. Because a lot of times, even though, like I said, the police officers, the firemen, or anyone that comes there, even a coroner, you know, we are all emotionally bound to something. And, you know, just actually looking at that type of information on seeing this on a daily basis, it does affect you. We have had individuals that had a great part, you know, problems with anxiety and things of that nature come through the hospitals, and they could be nurses, teachers, doctors. So we know that it can have a damaging effect on a person's life. So I think that's really important. If there is such thing as an audible thing that can audible, you know, to determine a person's emotional character or emotional quotient, you know, because that's what it is. Just like we got an IQ, we got an EQ as well.
Yeah.
And to determine that, how much, you know, can you deal with? How much as far as stressors and pressure can you deal with before changing and transforming into something else?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happens, right? When we take on so much to the point where it is overbearing and we can't control it anymore, and we want to know, okay, what happened? People blink out, you know?
Yeah.
They blink out after they've done something. We hear this all the time, you know? Oh, what happened? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so what goes on in the human mind that actually causes that? I truly believe it's a pressure. It's a pressure that literally stops the chemical reactions, or the frontal lobe, I should say, our executive functioning from temple to temple. You know, we have a logical, reasonable, rational thought process. Okay, what am I doing? Okay, that's not even existing. You and your emotional regulator system, which is, you know, deep down in the parts of your brain where it's just like a roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? You can't control it, and the only way somebody else can control it, you know, if it is a death, a life situation, is to stop you completely. That's why you find those situations where someone has a gun and they're shooting someone else, you know, and the only way, they don't even know their lives in danger. Someone's shooting at them, but they don't stop. Because now that emotional regulator, there's no rational, there's no reason, there's no sense of danger at all. So the only way to remove them is to take their life.
Yeah, that's a sad situation, but we see it all the time. Well, let me take this next caller here. Let's see. We've got 773-977. They're going to go to 773-960. And if you're on our switchboard and want to make a comment, just press 1. That'll light your number up. It will open your mic. 773-977. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for Dr. Debbie Green.
Well, good morning to all. This is Lois here in Chicago, Illinois. Oh, it's a cloudy day, but it's a beautiful day just to be alive. Don't you all agree?
Absolutely.
I agree.
You know, as a black female, I learned at an early age, you know, the Constitution of the United States and all that you had to learn in high school and college. And I found it all to be a bunch of crap. You know, being a student council representative of the Dunbar High School class of 67, I do know that we were attending the board meetings downtown and taking notes back to the school for an auditorial meeting and the announcement of what went on. I don't believe we have student councils in our schools anymore. I find that after all that I've learned in these years that God has given me, I still feel there is no justice. I feel that we're just a little better off than we were when they were picking cotton, because there's nothing going on differently. There's more killing, I believe, than they did when we were in the cotton field. And we can do whatever we want to do. You can be right and go all the way to the Supreme Court. And because of the corruption, especially in Cook County, you're going to lose. And if you win, you're still going to lose. They're not going to give black people anything. And I found there's no justice. And so we can talk. We can do everything we can do. If we don't continue to pray and trust God, the one who has us alive at this very moment, I believe that's the only way we're going to make it through this is a war. If there was a breakout usually, according to the Chicago Board of Health examination, a breakout consists of two people. If two people are sitting in a restaurant and they become ill, that establishment will be closed down because of two people. Now look at all the things that's going along with the breakout. What's being done? Nothing. The government's not doing anything. So I just don't trust this society. I trust no one but God. Thank you all so much for this time, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lois. We appreciate you. Yeah. Before I take the next call, I want to ask you a question, your opinion on something, Dr. Debbie. We know there are a lot of people who they rely heavily on perhaps their church experience, their spiritual belief, and the thought is that we are at the mercy of these evil forces, and you have to pray and ask God to help you and protect you, and you know, hopefully you're good enough where God will protect you. But if something bad happens to you, then maybe God didn't like you enough to protect you. You know, which that mode of thinking can always, it can make a person live in a state of anxiety, because you're always seeing the world and from the viewpoint of a potential victim and not sure if you're worthy of the protection of the higher source. And I think that thought can make a person live in a state of anxiety rather than a sense of empowerment to change their condition. What are your thoughts on that? What is the internally healthy way to see the events that we experience in a way that does not feel like a sitting duck, like we're just powerless to deal with, say, abuse or injustice? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if we really understood the scripture, Naima, it says we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Mm.
Okay? So which means that you have two worlds that's going on. You have the natural world and you got the spiritual world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The seen and the unseen, if you want to keep it real simple. Some people don't believe in the unseen, you know, but they only believe what they see. So if that's all you see and that's all you know, the thing that you do see, then what happens is that's all that's forming in your head. That's all that you, that's all you think about. That's all you know. That's all consumes you day by day, because that's all you can see. You can see hardship. You can see brokenness. You can see hate. You can see murder. It's the same thing that's been on this earth since the beginning of time. It's nothing new. You know, yes, it may be more murder because it's more hate. The love is waxing cold. But again, the question, are you in the world or are you of the world? You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So if you are of the world, that means you live in this place, right, called here, called the natural, called earth, amongst all these other occupants, bad, good, ugly, distorted, defective, dysfunctional people. That's all they are.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a variety of different things. However, your peaceful mind, what you have, remember, you are, you're not in the world. In the world means, again, you're going to allow all of the energies that you see each and every day flow through this being voluntarily. So then when it flows through this being, it changes the way you think. It changes the way you feel about yourself. It changes the way you view people. It changes your perception. It changes your view of life because you are allowing it,
mm.
right? You gave it permission to do so. You know?
Yeah. You know, I'm wondering.
That's the only way it is. Otherwise, you know, you become it. You got to you got to understand it is a bacteria.
Mm.
It's a bacteria. You will become the bacteria if you're always focused on the bacteria. You will become the bacteria. I'm not saying to ignore it, because sometimes things cannot be ignored. Hear, and you know, it's one thing to hear something, but it's another thing to listen.
Ooh, there you go. You know, because I'm wondering if it just appears that there's more killing because we have a greater communication system. We have the internet that can tell us what's happening all over the world. So I believe there are many, many more acts of kindness happening, but those who bring information are choosing to focus on the negative. So that gives a distorted impression that the majority of actions every day are negative, when in fact, that's not even possible. You look at all the little things that people do for each other every day. You know, the person who you know, drives your bus, or the person who handles your groceries, or the person, I mean, all the little things that people do that make it possible for us to just interact and function
exactly.
every day. It's many, many, many more people doing acts of kindness and acts of service than there are that are being disruptive, but we only get the news reports about the disruptors. And so that's why there could be an imbalanced view of things being worse than what they really are. That's my thought.
Not only that, social media, television, newspaper, whatever, they don't make money off of good news.
They don't believe it
to you every once in a while, but that's not where they make their money. They don't make money off of the good news.
Yeah.
They make money off of hostility, murder, mayhem.
That's
not
what they
because
believe.
People, unfortunately, gravitate to negative than they do to positive. Out of all, and this is scientifically known, we have 40,000 to 50,000 thoughts, 200 million part data that floats through our brains daily.
Mm.
Out of the percentage of that, 80% are negative.
Mm.
So if your filter system, which is your executive functioning, if you're emotional, you're gonna get sucked right in there. If you're emotional.
Wow.
But if you are functional, which means temple to temple, if you are logical thinking person that thinks before they act, you will filter through a lot of those negative stuff, negative connotations of thoughts and distortedness, because you got to be real careful what you take into this being, because the brain it absorbs so much on a daily basis, but it also not just absorbs it, it suppresses it.
Mm.
And again, yeah. We go right back to suppressed emotions. Everything we see, we have an emotion attached to it, Naima.
Right.
I don't care if it's ice cream. Mmm. Oh, that tastes so good.
Emotion attached.
You know, we are attached to everything emotionally.
Yes. So if we see something that's upsetting, but we don't express it, then it becomes suppressed. But then it's going to create an internal.
When you hear some child gets murdered by their mother.
That's an emotion.
And then you suppress that emotion. And we are taught, unfortunately, involuntarily, to suppress emotions because we see this all the time.
Mm. So everybody's walking around.
Everybody's suppressing emotions whether they want to or not.
Mm.
And yet we have a God we serve. You see what I'm saying? For those who believe, you know, we serve God, but at the same token, he doesn't come make choices for man. He's not going to make choices for man.
You have your own free will.
But whatever they're making, they're making. That's why you still see people killing each other. You still see people self-destructing. You still see people hurting each other.
You're making
it's because
choices.
These are the choices that they're making based upon the lives that they live.
Mm, wow. Well, we got one more caller we can take before the break. So I'm going to go to 773-960 and then 312-802 will come to you. Next, after that, let's go to 773-960 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question to Dr. Debbie Green regarding suppressed emotions. Go right ahead.
Well, I used to comedic. I meditate. Yeah, I'll call it prayer.
Mm.
Meditation, releasing your chakras, your energy. Prayer is calling out to some unknown force to bring you energy, but you already have it at birth. Also, I'm bothered by everybody's trauma because I grew up in an era in the 70s where my mother explained to me why people would get hung, you know. What I want to say is I want to ask a question. Everybody's following me, you know, and they call me self-love. And if you have love for yourself, you ain't worried about nobody else. Now, where do I get my love from? The sun. I'm not worried about you or nobody else. I get my love from the morning sun, from nature. I'm not worried about you and what y'all talking about, all this trauma. Ain't no trauma in the world. It's a few percent of the people bringing this trauma, don't listen to it. There's more good going on in the world than it is bad.
Well, I certainly agree to that. We got to take a break,
you know,
Koopy. Thank you for that thought.
I'm gonna say this.
Then you had your question before we go.
It's not what you put in your ears. It's what comes out your mouth that corrupts you. I'm done.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break and come back and get area code 312-802. You know, I always say that prayer is your speaking to God, and then meditation is your listening to God, God's answer. So definitely it's a two-way conversation, just like a telephone. You know, you can only have a conversation if you speak and then you stop and listen to the answer, and that's what will bring us inner peace. So thank you so much for those thoughts, and we're going to take another quick break and be right back and open the mic for 312-802, so hold on, and we will be right back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
I am I am a soul from the universe. And so, Dr. Green, I feel the same way. As a soul here on a journey, we all are. As a spiritual mental health professional, licensed minister of metaphysics, entrepreneur, I come here on this soul journey to bring love and encouragement, like love and encouragement. And I'm looking at the issue of the word love. One of the things that I've found on my journey in this lifetime, is that we really don't understand these words that we use from the human secular level. We're bound by religions, which have been created as systems of control over masses of people. It's historic when you look at the history of theology. And they're usually created by men with a patriarchal one way of looking at things. When we love lost on this planet is a creative multitask ability that we as the feminine gender bring. We all come from the source, the creative energy of the universe. But we come on this particular planet, we come as beings called humans, we come as physical genders, male, female, and all others based on our soul, personality, reincarnation. And this is awareness and knowledge, not what I read in a book, but what I came in here from the other side. And as I learned more about being here on this planet called Earth, I've been given the opportunity from the higher source power to learn. I will always be a student. And those gifts that we all have in us, when you talk about the telephone, we all can do mental, and we do mental telepathy and thought transfers. But because we're living from the outside in, when we come in from the other side, it's spiritual, we go into this body container. We look different. We socialize differently in cultures and ethnicity. But we all come from the source. I teach what I know. We have spirit energy of the universe. We have soul personalities that reincarnate. And sociology is how we live together on this planet called Earth, which is evolving. Over the years, I'm 74 Earth years. I love my Maisie. She called them Ascended Masters because they weren't angels to me when I was on the other side. And coming from the other side here, I did not realize until after I got here that this was a school. I hard knock students for me to develop to my highest spiritual soul level. All of us who are here on this planet are here to bring the uplifting and the evolvement to help this planet to grow. But love is the essence of the universe for all of us who are part of the created universe. Extraterrestrials, we're all related. We all come from the source. But Dr. Green, I agree with you. We are spending too much time on the outside with all of these emotions.
Our own,
our own
minister, Cynthia Marie Williams. This is a powerful soul that transcends the physical body, you know, despite...
I need to talk to you. I'm feeling this strong urge to talk to you.
You'll love a conversation with her for sure. I'll make sure I connect you all.
Yes, thank you so much.
And Minister Cynthia, you know, of course, we send our love and our comfort to you. Her husband recently made his transition in an unexpected way.
Okay. Now I understand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I understand.
Yes.
I was just told I need to talk.
Yes.
Yes,
so that was that unseen communication that Jesus speaks of. So we communicate soul to soul. And that is what that is. So, Minister Cynthia, we always enjoy hearing your voice and hearing your insight. And certainly we are here on a mission to help.
We're all one. Like Naima, we're all one.
We're all one. Yes, we
are. We are.
Separated.
Absolutely. And you know, when people feel alone and they feel depressed and they feel sad, it's because they are not aware that they're connected to the whole. I'm still affected by a classmate of my daughter's that committed suicide. And, you know, in my mind, I think, didn't he realize all of the people whose life he had touched who would be affected by his decision to end his time on earth? And usually when people are at that stage, they're looking at one maybe narrow situation or problem that seems overwhelming at the time, but they're not seeing the greater connection that they have. All of these people who love you and will be affected if you leave in such a manner. So this is the job of those like yourself and Minister Cynthia and others who are helping people to realize that you're more than just your one life experience. You're connected to a universe of people who love you and care about you, and you're a part of them. And so your life matters. But when we get depressed because of suppressed emotions, we forget that, and then we are subject to doing self-harm. So thank you, Minister Cynthia. We've got another call on the line. If you'd like to make some comments, you want to open their mic and get their thoughts?
I just want to make a quick comment. I want people to understand the difference between suppression and repression and depression. Suppression is when you actually hold back your emotions. You hold them back, which means that if something bothered you, something hurt you, you don't express yourself in words and in actions, okay? And then once that takes an effect on the human mind, then it goes into a repressive action. Repression is not just holding back, but it's now pressing downward. So now you're holding and then you're pulling back and then you're pressing downward. And after a habitual act of doing that for periods of time, what happens now, you're building up pressure in your mind, your heart, your soul, your body. And the body is then, it goes into a place of dormancy. Dormancy where, again, you created this volcano of things, and it's underneath, it's bawling underneath. And when it is ready to rupture, now we go into areas of what they call, because it's been repressed, suppressed, now we are what?
Depressed.
Okay? And these things can start as early as 5 years old, continually as you live your life. And you, this is the only way you react to your perception of your view of life, right? Mm. And you say, is this learned? Absolutely. It's called learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is when we feel so forsaken in our lives that no one cares, to the point of opening up to let another human being know, I am in pain. I am hurting. I am injured. I am broken. But we hold it on inside. We don't want no one else to know. We avoid it. We in denial. We go through all of these things in our mind, not knowing that we are building something from the inside out. Right? So, again, a higher power, God, source, whatever you want to call it, he then usually speaks to the people end up in the middle of hospital, in the ER, because they know something is wrong and that they allow that thing to guide them for that few minutes till somebody rescues them. Yeah. However, if they can't hear because they have been in that rabbit hole so long, doesn't matter how old they are. If they're deep down into a darkness of place in their mind, then no one, they can't hear anybody. Their ear gates are closed. Their ear gates are closed. Their eye gates are closed. They got a veil over their eyes. They can't see. And they're in a place called darkness. That's the reason why you see the actions you see. A person will self-destruct and take its own life, not realizing that it's supposed to live. It's no longer existing. It doesn't have a survivor mode intact. That's the end. We call it channel vision. Channel vision is when you don't have no peripherals. There's no peripherals. You can't see
around
on the outside. You can't see around you. All you can see is darkness.
Wow.
All you can feel is pain. And the only way you think, your rationale, which is not rational, it's not rational, it's not human, it's not rescue, it's none of those things. So the negative energy then becomes so powerful till it literally causes you to self-destruct yourself, taking your own life. And you say, well, why don't they see? Why can't they see the goodness that they see? Why can't they see that they have friends that love them? Why can't they see they have friends, family there that's going to hurt? Suicide is one of the most selfish ways to die. Because you don't feel anymore.
Right. And you don't think of all the other people and how they
feel. There's no rationale. There's no reason. There's no logic.
Yeah.
You are in the emotional center of your mind. You're all raw emotion. That's it. And you would think, well, shouldn't you feel something? Yeah, you feel. But you can't identify what you're feeling. All you feel is pain. And that's all you want to do. You
want
to get out of pain.
You want the pain
so
to
you
stop.
Get desperate. And the craziest thing about this, Naima, you don't just want to get desperate to kill yourself. Huh? You want to get desperate and kill everything around you. That's how powerful this emotional center is in a human being. It bursts out from the seas and it kills everything that's around it. And then it comes back inside and kills itself.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand is murder suicides. Where I understand people can get to the point of pain internally where they say, I just want to end it. I just want to go back to spirit. I just want to get out of this body. I want to get out of this life. But deciding to end the lives of others who didn't want to leave, that's what I don't understand. We got a couple other callers here. If it's okay, I can take a call and then get
please.
To the thoughts. Area code 336-350 Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us and introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising family, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Sounds like Mama AZ from Arizona.
It is. Mama AZ Paris here, as Brother Kwame calls me. Thank you, Dr. Green, for that. And Minister, and thank you, Dr. Latif, for allowing me to have this time. Minister, I am so abundantly grateful to hear your strength. I couldn't respond to you the other day because my caregiver was here. But anyway, now is your time, and you have my condolences. However, I know it's strange that all of a sudden Brother Michael decided to exit the building. He and we really need to have a show or a couple of shows about this, Minister.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a minute to get it wrapped around my head because you had called me, and like I'm like, what? But I'm going to tell you, the universe is preparing me and has been for quite some time, especially in that year and a half in the nursing home rehab and getting my GPS systems refined. I love you, Minister.
Mama AZ, your voice is a little muffled. I don't know if there's a way you can amplify the sound or put it on speaker or take it off through, whatever it is, but your voice is a little muffled.
Okay.
You need to
can you hear me better now?
Better, yes.
Oh, yes.
Much
yes.
better, yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Thank us. What I was saying, it took me a minute to get my head wrapped around Brother Michael leaving the building. But yesterday, the day before yesterday, I went to Miracle Valley, and that's another time. But I had prayer, and some things, very interesting things, happened while I was out there Tuesday. Minister, years
yes.
ago, and I got to share this with you, years ago there at Miracle Valley at that temple, you can look it up, Miracle Valley, Arizona, that was created, it's a Bible college that was created by Reverend A.A. Allen. Asa, Alonzo Asa Allen or whatever. Anyway, I saw you along with Phil Valentine, along with Dr. Blair, along with Michael Beckwith. For those who do not know Michael Beckwith, look it up. Bobby Hemmett, many other people come through a vortex at that temple there in Miracle Valley, Arizona. I saw this years ago. And the date that Brother Michael decided to make his transition, the time that you told me, I'm only going by what you told me, like today it adds up to a 5, family. I don't want to hog this, but you got to know this. Today is a 5. 5 represents change, refinement. Brother Michael, he made his transition on the 17th, which is an 8. That's one of Reverend Allen's numbers, okay? Now, the reason that I'm telling you this, Minister, is because you chose this journey. You and Brother Michael chose this. And you have got to find a way to get it wrapped around your head, Minister, that Michael left at the appropriate time for you to really come out of the closet. And I'm not talking about being gay or anything like that. I'm talking about to do your specific mission that you came to the planet to do, because you shared some little tips about Joyce Myers and somebody else, and it's just like, I'm like, what? Minister, you got work to do. You have work to do. And one of the missions that I'm asking the universe is to put you and I together at Miracle Valley, Arizona, because there is a lot of healing that needs to take place. And because you were there in Chicago, right next to the ministry that was involved with that shootout here in Miracle Valley, Arizona, you are a major part of bringing forth the healing. And Brother Michael is going to help you along with Dr. Lateef's husband, who's on the other side, Dr. Blair, and many others. For those who do not know who Dr. Delbert Blair is, look it up. It's very important. And, Minister, thank you for bringing me out of the closet and able to speak up like this. I saw some things Tuesday, and due to the fact that you are on the line today on a 5-day, that's major. That's major, Minister. I love you. I love us. Thank you, Dr. Green, Dr. Debbie Green. Thank you, Dr. Lateef, for allowing me to speak. Thank us. Peace. I hope.
Peace and blessings.
I love you. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Dr. Green, soul purpose healing, the souls that we are here to help. We are here to encourage love and to get the being called human to understand how to live from the inside out. We are more than the flesh. We must spiritualize who we are coming in contact with as we go on our soul journey to the Bible. Thank you, Mama A.D. And I do believe Michael. He was here to support me. People admired him because he was such a devoted, supportive, responsible companion mate. They admired him for that. And I do not believe that he wanted to make that transition. I could almost visualize him trying to get up because he was thinking about me. My younger sister said, he always said, Cynthia, that he would never leave, that he will be with you as long as he could be. He always told people that. I'm not going anywhere. He did come to visit me the other day. Yes, he did. Because of my gifts that I have, I can see people. I can recognize things. My mentor at 20, after my suicide clinical depression on the West Side, the women from Mississippi and Alabama, we forgot about our history. They mentored me. I started to put myself in the hospital. This voice said, hang up the phone. Because I was troubled living in this world, this outside world. But my insides had to be rejuvenated. I cried out to God, to thought. And these women on the West Side helped to heal me from suicidal clinical depression without a pill, without me going to the institution that is supposed to be here for mental health. We must spiritualize and understand, Dr. Green, as you do, as Diamond does, as Mommy G does, and many others, I'm sure, that we must stay outside of the box to do the work that our souls are meant to do here. And I thank you, Mama Z. I had thought that Michael was still going to be 50, as many are still with us, our ancestors, to guide us, protect us, and direct us. There's so many in the universe. We are not alone, like Naima.
We're not alone. You're never alone. You have a team of people with you at all times. And they will be with you until you return home. So that is what we would like people who feel alone and depressed and abandoned to realize, that even though the people who may have raised you, your parents, or may have shared a household with you, your siblings, even if they are unkind to you, you're still worthy of love, and you are loved by many that you don't see. So you learn how to love sometimes by experiencing what love isn't, and then that will trigger you to understand what you must provide for those who are feeling as you are feeling. If you're feeling unloved, then you know that for your children and for your mates and for those in your life, you want to give love because you understand what it feels like when someone is unloving to you. This is a learning experience, and we're all here to learn and to become our best selves. So we got to take one last break, and we've got a couple of more callers on the line. Thank you all so much. I'll close your mic so you don't have to worry about your background noise. But we definitely want you all to listen in and call in. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. If you'd like to connect with us visually, go to Facebook and go to Soulful Solutions, and you'll see the beautiful voice of Dr. and see the beautiful face of Dr. Debbie Green. And you'll see my smile. And we'll be right back after this last break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Self, where you may say, you know, I'm just hurting and I don't even know what to do with this hurt, you need to express that thing. Let someone know about what you are feeling inside. You know why it's so important? It's because if you continue to do that, you've been doing that for years, and it's time for you to stop doing it. And I really, that's the reason why I make shows like this, so people can really understand, you know, the cause of depression and suicide.
Yes.
When things, I'm not saying that you are depressed, that you are suicidal, but you have some people that have been doing this so long and so intensely to the point where they no longer have a sense of urgency.
And they don't realize it's becoming like that volcano, like it's bubbling under the surface.
They don't have a sense of urgency. They have no idea to realize that they're in some serious trouble.
Yes, yes.
Until you see it on the news the next day. That's it.
Yeah, and everybody's wondering. But they were so quiet. We never saw it coming.
Oh, yeah. They don't say nothing.
Right.
Depression is silent.
Yes.
Suicide is silent.
Yes.
It don't scream and yell. That's the thing about it. And for those mothers and fathers or guardians out there raising children, if your child is always stuck in a room somewhere and you think that you just got a good child that's not bothering you, they're in their room. Every time they come home, they go straight to the bedroom. They don't talk to nobody. They just stay on a video game.
You need to get them to talk all the time.
Not even when it comes to eating, they don't eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take their plate in their room and shut the door.
They don't have friends. All of their friends is their video game.
Not good.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Thank God for the video game, because that's the only thing that's keeping them posture alive.
Posture,
which means this is what they put their energy into.
Yeah.
This is what I've had patients, younger patients especially, tell me, oh, this is the only thing that keeps me calm and living.
Oh, wow. I had a student like that. Yeah. They had a lot of living.
Otherwise, I have nothing to live for. A game.
Ooh, that's scary.
A game.
That is scary.
Just winning a game.
Yeah, they've disconnected from real people.
Don't think because they are silent that it's okay.
Yes, yeah.
Because it's not.
Right.
Find out. Take that game and see what happens.
Ooh.
Yep. Take that game because they got a game addiction.
Yeah.
Phone addiction.
See what happens when you take it away. Wow.
Explosion. Okay, guess what? They've been dealing with some stuff that you don't know nothing about.
Yes. We got a couple of callers. I'm going to take area code 847 and then area code 706. And if you're on our switchboard and have not spoken, please press 1 in enough time to get your thoughts. So it's okay to take the next caller now?
Absolutely.
Area
yes.
code 847. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand rising, beautiful sisters. It's 32 times. How are you? So this is a great topic. Beautiful topic. So you probably already said this, because I tuned in a little bit later, I slept in. But we have been programmed since childhood to not speak. You know, like you should be seen but not heard. Agreed?
Okay, yes.
Yes, told you always to shut up as children.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, now you're 13. According to the Bible, you're technically an adult. I think it's kind of hard to just shift into, I get to speak now, right? Because you turned 13, because you've been programmed for 13 years that you're supposed to be seen but not heard. And so I'm inviting the community to shift their thinking. You are to be heard. And if someone doesn't want to hear you, I have another message. So I pulled a card, an oracle card yesterday, for the collective. It's about releasing toxic relationships.
Yes.
And a few hours later, I'm emptying the dishwasher, and we have three water glasses, and it's on my thread, but one of the glasses made a clean break of the rim, so shortening the glass, meaning it was overflowing. You need to make, like, the depression, the energy, the toxic energy is overflowing the lid. You need to make a clean break from these relationships or shift them completely. Like, if the person doesn't want to shift their energy, you know, give them an opportunity. Shift your energy and walk away. And be okay saying that. Because if you don't create a boundary, a healthy boundary about what works for you, then the only one that we can blame for not getting what we want is ourselves. So we have to be radically responsible. Those are my thoughts. What are your thoughts?
Yes, and this is Jody Susan. You can hear every Tuesday with Self-Cell Care here on the Female Solution. Definitely, I would say that, because I had to learn this myself, to stop arguing. You know, I was one of those people that got to have the last word, got to prove I'm right. And then I realized that all that's doing is raising my own blood pressure and getting me upset hours and hours and hours after the conversation was over. And you still don't change anybody's opinion. So, yes, I got all my opinions out. But there's a point when you realize that simply arguing and arguing and arguing and being upset is non-productive. You know, state your point, say what you have to say, and then let it go. And I've learned it's so much more peaceful rather than trying to make somebody change their opinion or make somebody change their attitude. Just express your thoughts, express your feelings, and then let it go. And if the person wants to keep screaming and hollering and arguing, like you say, walk away. Because why are you doing that to yourself? Why are you allowing yourself to stay in a state of anger and distress in a conversation where neither of you are changing your opinion? All you're doing is making yourself upset. But it took me some years of wisdom to realize arguing is futile. I don't need to prove anything. I just need to, like you say, express my thoughts. After that, I don't need arguing to make you change your thoughts. I just need to say what I have to say, and then I'm done. You can feel whatever you feel or think whatever you think. It's okay. I don't need to change you.
You don't need to be tethered to that person. No, even if you have a marriage contract, spoiler alert, you still don't need to be tethered. Like,
right.
Even people are going to play nice in the sandbox and create harmony, and if they don't, they have another option. They can go
That's
play
true.
In somebody else's sandbox.
And even marriage
right?
doesn't mean you have to agree on everything, you know?
Right.
I don't need to make you think as I think, okay? If we're married, we don't have to be like identical twins where we think alike and walk alike and talk alike. No, you be who you are, I be who I am. We come together on those points where we agree and we're in harmony. If there's points where we disagree, we respect the differences and let it go, because otherwise you're going to always be angry if someone doesn't do what you want them to do. And sometimes those are those toxic relationships where someone feels like they have to control somebody else. I want you to do what I want you to do. Well, they're a person of their own free will. Let people be who they are and be at peace. It takes time to learn that process, but, you know, once you learn it, then nobody can make you mad. Nobody can keep you arguing and arguing and arguing and upset. Nobody can disturb your peace if you let people be who they are.
And I think this is this thing called empowerment.
Yeah.
And we don't often use it, not sometimes, because, again, if you suffer with something called codependency, you don't really use your empowerment. You don't use it. It is again, it's suppressed. It's like everything else and emotions. But one should always live in their empowerment, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And when we live in our empowerment, what comes out of our being is intentional, is purposeful. It is it's literally Jody talks about, understanding how to shift energy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically in our being so that we can get what is called balance. We have to get balanced again because otherwise we start having embolisms. Embolisms, strombolisms, that means blockages, right?
Ooh.
Blockages in our chakras, blockages in our being due to the words of negativity from others as well as from what we think of ourselves.
Yeah,
so here we go.
Well,
so
I mean, you're so right. I mean, Debbie, I'm sure you said this, like, if not once, a million times. Like, you know, consider what you say before you say it. Right? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Is it true? And, you know, the other thing is, you know, I've been trying, not trying, because we either do or we don't. I have been actively letting people know that their judgment of others is not helping them and it's not helping the other person. So.
Right. That's
I mean, you want to use
challenge.
Your voice, but use it in a way that empowers others to be in their own self fully.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Speak life. Just speak life.
Speak life. I
That's
like
all.
That. Speak life. That's a bumper sticker. Thanks so much, Jody. We got three other callers. I guess folks.
All right. I'll let you. Thank you for the great show.
Yes. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much,
See
Jody.
You soon.
And, right, all our Georgia sisters down there. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were saying something before.
No,
was the last thought?
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And so now I'm going to go to 706-202 and then 773-737 and then 407-701. So now we only got about 10 minutes left or about 7 minutes left. So that means everybody got to take maybe about a minute for their comment. And then we'll have Dr. Debbie get a chance to kind of give a wrap-up statement at the end. So 706-202, Grand Rising, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Assalamu alaikum. Condolences to Pastor Williams and greetings, Debbie Green. You know, depression, this is Brother Kwame in Edenton, Georgia, but depression is a very powerful topic, and it's a very powerful energy. It's an act of pressing down, and we're discussing the many ways that we learn that behavior to push down those emotions, because when a child is born, it cries to let you know that it has a need to be met, and you respond to it. That's its way of talking. It has a way of allowing you to see its joy by its smile. So that child already knows how to get your attention and how to show you love. It's all those other behaviors that we come about learning to push down. And because that need is not met. But the other part of the word we have to look at is dejected.
Ooh.
Dejection is a state of sadness, a sinking of the spirit. And this is what we're seeing, because the disconnection of the spirit in the human being that decides to take its life and no longer wants its spirit to be here. Psychology is the word psych is the soul. And what we have is traumas of our soul. We think it's the mind, but the spirit or the soul grew the mind, gave energy so we could have a mind. We have brains in our endocrine system. We talk about our chakras. Every organ has its brain, but the heart is the key, and the heart is the seat of the will. Because in the word heart is the word earth, this is where we live. And because we have two ears, but we have a heart within our to hear what the Creator is saying with that one ear in our heart. That's why elders always say, speak with your heart, not your mind. Because the mind is nothing but the traffic controller of the body. The heart is the seat of the will, and let thy will be done is what we constantly say. But how do we overstand that quiet moment when you hear with that one ear your heart tell you truth? because you are truth. You just have to understand who you are and how you connect to what you are to become. So depression is a mission, you know, because we learn behavior. That's part of our addiction problem. So I'm not talking about the technology, but we have learned to give our bodies the energies or the substance to take away pain, to feel like pleasure. All of that's done with outside substance, and everything that you put into your body, it's already there. You just forgot how to activate yourself. And I'll let the other caller speak.
All right. Thank you so much. Always appreciate your wisdom. That was Baba Kwame from Georgia. Just all that wisdom coming from Georgia.
That's right. I need to find with you.
And now we have 773-737. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers, Grand Rising. Reverend Dr. Prophet King. Yes, it's Mama D, Wisdom with Mama D. Reverend Dr. Prophet King said, America's problem was rooted in this, I must be first, I must be supreme. And today, this we hate Trump mentality is not advancing anybody's cause. Hatred is a weapon of mass destruction. It's just not okay to hate on anybody for any reason because it takes up your love space.
Ooh, your love space. I like that.
And Dr. Mays, well, he said, everybody born is given something special and unique to do. And if that person does not do it, it will never be done. So that is your divine purpose. That is your divine mission. And if my mother used to say that you have 12 hours to take care of your business and 12 hours to leave the other fellas alone, and then that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Makes a whole lot of sense.
In conclusion. Right. So in conclusion, I've learned that nature is full of variety. Yes, roses smell good and lilies of the field are most beautiful, but the cactus is also beautiful. That daisy is also beautiful. So everybody's beautiful in their own way. And when we're trying to demand that we get our way, I think we should remember that. What do you think?
All right. I agree. Everybody has a right to have what they desire, and we don't have a right to impose our will on anybody. Thank you so much, Mama D. Listen to Wisdom with Mama D every fourth Saturday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. on The Female Solution. And we got time for one more caller at 407-701. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising, ladies, sisters, queens. This is Beata, your Friday morning host for health and well-being. And I want to encourage all your listeners to watch the documentary on YouTube called Encounters of the Fifth Kind. I watched this two-hour documentary last night and just inspired me to take part in the meditation that invites extraterrestrials to come in contact with us. Dr. Stephen Greer is a retired medical doctor who has been working with even the CIA and all kind of people at some point developing the technology and the awareness that we have extraterrestrials that want to help us. And their technology is so advanced, they could destroy this planet in a heartbeat. But the government and Hollywood have so demonized ETs in their movies and so forth. And Dr. Stephen Greer has had his life threatened. He's had millions of dollars offered to him to stop what he's doing. So we are at a point, especially, and Minister Cynthia said to me in a text that she had an encounter at the age of 5. So she's one of these people who's aware, and she's had an encounter.
But we are at a place in our history that we need to connect with the dimension out there that can help. Even Mama AZ can help her heal her body. And there was a man in the fifth dimension, or in the fifth encounter documentary, that had his hearing healed with one of these sessions that they have. So this, to me, is even the solution for people who are depressed. When you get outside your depressed, sad mind and realize that this Earth's atmosphere is not all it, that we have an atmosphere out there that is so advanced in technology and so much more, that a person could easily come out of their depression when they take their mind to this higher place and realize the Earth's atmosphere is not all it. And we are so blessed right now to be in this time period where things are happening that can really advance our society, advance our technology, and heal our bodies in an instant. So that's my sharing this morning, because I was so excited after watching this two-hour guide. They have an event. If Mama AZ is still listening, Mama AZ, yeah, has an event in September in Arizona that you need to be at, because that's where your healing could take place, is with the technology of advanced being. So thank you, sisters, for the show, and I hope this information can help anybody and everybody who might be depressed and thinking this is it, we got to deal with the Earth only. No, we going into fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight dimensions all over the place. So have a beautiful day. Join me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on Health and Wellbeing with Beata.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Yes, like you said, you're never alone. So last words, Dr. Debbie Green. You got all kinds of spiritual help just waiting for us, if we can just reach out and grab it.
I guess I have to ask the question that Jody Sazan asked on the Facebook, and why do we want E.T.? But, you know, hey, I mean, you know, I don't knock anything, because, I mean, it's knowledge, you know. I may or may not use it with patients or clients, but, you know, it's knowledge. It's good to know, and that will be up to that person if they want to seek something of a higher power, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's beyond this earth. But for the meantime, you know. For the meantime, I just want to encourage everyone to please, again, if you are suffering with any suppression, repressed thoughts, or leading to depression, please seek help, because someone needs to hear it. Somebody needs to help you. Not only that, you need to be your own self-rescuer. Okay, and, you know, it is a soul thing, a mind thing, as everyone says, but at the end of the day, we just want you to have peace. We want you to have love and know that you are connected to other people and you're never, ever alone, so never feel that way. Feel encouraged. Reach out and allow someone to love you. Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Facebook fam. Thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, again, this topic is just going to get bigger and bigger, because this is something people really want to know about.
Absolutely.
You know, we're going to keep on bringing this to you. Thank you so much. And enjoy your day.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyabas,
Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, jeong kunyung. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakor. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.